Cindy Heller from the Big Wheel Story Home Preservation Society and the National Apple Museum. We are interviewing today Sandy Slessor-Kine, who is the Pennsylvania Adams County Apple Queen Coordinator and the present Pennsylvania Apple Queen, Raina Adrianto. And October 9th, 2021 began Raina's reign as the 67th Apple Queen, and she was crowned at the 57th National Apple Harvest. So let's start with Sandy today. Sandy, you want to tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm the Pennsylvania Apple Queen Coordinator, which means that I go along with the Apple Queen to all of her promotions and work with the Adams County Fruit Growers Association, who sponsors us with anything that they need us to do to basically just promote Pennsylvania apples.
Okay, there's been several coordinators before you, know that they all were doing the same wonderful job that you have been doing. The queens, whenever they are the contestants, they are going to be judged. What are some of the criteria for their judging?
Well, they're judged on personality, knowledge of the apple industry. They're judged on public speaking, but mostly knowledge of apples. You need to know a little bit about apples to be able to go out and promote them. So public speaking and knowledge of apples is a pretty big component of it.
Okay. Well, Raina, we have you with us today, too. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of some of the things that you have done this year?
Well, before the whole apple contest, I learned a lot about apples just to prepare myself for being interviewed and being asked a ton of questions about apples. And since winning, I've come to learn a lot more from going to different festivals, the farm show, and I had the opportunity to go to a few fruit growers banquets, and as well as a fruit growers banquet in Hershey. And a lot of those opportunities helped me learn a little bit more about the apple industry.
So you have gained a lot of interest and as well as knowledge of the fruit industry. I know that you were with us at the Apple Museum on a couple of our promotions as well, and we really enjoyed having you with us there. Is there any of you and the princess, and I think one of the princesses was along with you several times this year. Was there two or just one?
One princess,
one.
Heidi
Warner.
Okay,
because they a lot of times get the opportunity to go along on these as well. So if you don't happen to get chosen as the queen, you could be a princess to go along as well. So this year, you're hoping to have some more contestants that they're going to be wanting to come into this program as well. So what interest are you trying to promote here for this, Sandy?
Well, they need to be 16 years old and no more than a junior in high school. They need to be able to work with the public from ages young to adult and be able to speak in front of groups of people and just feel comfortable out among the public, dealing with public and spreading their knowledge about the apple industry. They don't have to have prior knowledge of the apple industry. We do provide training for them to learn about that, and they're usually always chaperoned when they go to different places, so they're not by themselves. But anybody in any of the area Adams County High Schools, you need to be a resident of Adams County, but in Adams County High School, 16 years of age through a junior.
Okay, I know that you go into the schools as well. What do you do whenever you go in there, Raina?
Well, this year we were only able to go to one school, but this was during the Apple Crunch Week, and basically me and the Apple Princess, Heidi Orner, were able to educate the young students about apples and all their health benefits, and we played a few games to really get them to learn about one of the biggest industries in Adams County.
Okay, thank you. This year you're going to kick off the time with the girls that are into the program on September 24th. I know that you're coming to the Apple Museum. Can you tell me about that, Sandy?
Yeah, we have an Apple contestant tea. That way the girls get to meet the other contestants, They find the final things that they need to do to be ready for the contest. We go over all of the Apple information that they need to study to learn for the question part of the contest. They get that information ahead of time. As soon as I get their application, they get their Apple information to start studying. So the sooner you get your application in, the longer you have to study your Apple information. But we go through all of that so they know and understand the information. We talk about what we wear, how to present themselves in front of a crowd of people. And then we have a nice little tea and snack time. Each of the girls makes an apple dessert and brings that along, because sometimes you need to bake something. As Apple Queen, Raina just baked a beautiful pie for the South Mountain Fair food auction. So each of them bring an apple dessert that they are to make themselves, and then the contestants get to judge which apple dessert they think is best. It's just a little break the ice thing. And then there's a baker's award during the contest. So we get to do that, and we just kind of sit around and chat, and it's a nice afternoon. And then they get to go on a tour of the Apple Museum, which helps with their knowledge of what they need to learn about apples.
Thank you. And I know that at the auction this year at the South Mountain Fair, I believe you got a couple $100 for that. Not you, but your pie brought in a couple $100.
Her pie was $70. The pie that won the overall blue ribbon apple pie contest, that was $400.
Oh, okay.
But her pie brought $70.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I never got paid $70 for making apple pie, so that was great. Mm-hmm. And the charity this year was
Agape House.
Yes, okay. The Agape House.
Okay, I couldn't remember quite what that was. Okay, so you're going to be reigning over the 58th Apple Harvest Festival this year. That will be the first two full weekends in October, which will be this year. I believe it's the 1st and 2nd, and the 8th and the 9th. And then on October the 9th at 2:30, the program will start for choosing the Apple Queen. That will be the 68th Apple Queen. And you will be crowning her. Okay, you have anything else with that either of you ladies would like to add, what you're anticipating?
Well, the contest starts at 11:30. So we have a contest at 11:30, and then the crowning starts at 2:30. So if you want to see the contest, you need to be there at 11:30. I don't know, it's kind of a bittersweet time for the Queen, because the year goes so fast, mm-hmm. right? It's not easy when I give my speech and when she gives her speech. It's not easy. But it's so fun to watch them grow from the first promotion to the last promotion. What a growth that these girls have. And I think it follows them through the whole rest of their lives to be able to say that they were a Pennsylvania Apple Queen.
Because they do get a lot of good training, and they do get a lot of good exposure on different media, as well as the places that you go, as you said, for the conventions, the dinners, you know, those things with it. And I know that the Pennsylvania Farm Show is really a big program that is one of the first ones, I believe, that is a larger one that you get to go to, than the Queen will get to go to, and you got to go to this past year, because the year before was
virtual.
Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit harder to deal with, so you got to actually be there and attend this past year, which was wonderful.
Do you want to tell them what it means to you to be Apple Queen?
Well, it means a lot to me, because when I originally had applied to become Apple Queen, it was because I wanted to get more involved into the community, and because, like I said, apples are one of the biggest industries in Adams County. It was a big part of the community, so becoming Apple Queen, I learned a lot about Biglerville especially, but also just about the people who really build up Biglerville and are able to sell apples for our economy and everything like that. And becoming Apple Queen, I've got to meet so many amazing people who have taught me about not only apples, but how much apples can really affect us. And apples in general just are good fruit, but they also provide so much to the fruit growers and everything around us here. So it's really important to me that I was able to discover this, especially living in Pennsylvania for quite a long time now. I only now just discovered the South Mountain Fair even, though I've lived here for about 10 years now. And becoming Apple Queen helped me find a lot of those key parts of being in Pennsylvania, and especially Adams County.
And that's some of the things you'll be telling the girls when you have the tea about what's ahead of them. Any additional things with that you would like to be able to share that you're going to share with the girls that day?
Just to study their Apple facts and everything like that. It's definitely something new to a lot of people. I know for me, it was a new experience learning all about all of the Apple facts and everything like that. But overall, just be calm, study your Apple facts. Don't worry too much about being in front of a bunch of people. And overall, it's going to be a fun experience. Even if you don't win, being able to meet all the girls in the Apple court is a great experience to meet other people. The Apple princess and I, we're very close now, and it's a good experience to just go out and meet other people with the Apple court, with the Apple princess, everything like that. And especially with Apple Queen Tea at the beginning of the year, you're going to learn so much in a short amount of time. But until the apple harvest, you have a lot of time to just learn, and it's really beneficial when you're there. Even though you might not win, you're going to have a lot of experiences that you're happy you've had.
And even though we've had 67 beautiful queens out of it, it's not a beauty contest, correct?
No, it's not a beauty contest, but they're always very pretty, poised, wonderful girls that try out. Almost like my daughter, yes. I have a lot. I've been doing this 38 years, so I now have daughters of girls that I had in the contest, and I have quite my oldest surrogate, or whatever you want to call it, grandchild. I think is out of college in her early 20s, and the newest is just a couple months old. So yeah. It's cool. And I know where pretty much all of them are and what they're doing. And know that I could call on them in a minute's notice and they would be there. I've had to ask them once in a while to help do promotions and come and help with stuff. And I just put a thing on Facebook, hey girls, I need help with this. And within a few minutes, I'll have a couple saying, I'll be there. So it's wonderful in my life. Everybody says, why do you keep doing it? And that's why.
And if you want to see any of these young, beautiful young ladies, we have all of them displayed at the Apple Museum, from the first one, which was in 1951, through the present. Raina has her picture and her brochure up there, and we'll be looking forward to seeing who the next queen will be and her brochure that will be there as the 68th Apple Queen. Either of you ladies have anything else you would like to add?
Nope, just pick up those applications. They'll be out the end of August. They're in every Adams County High School. And also on our Facebook page, Adams County, Pennsylvania Apple Queen. Or you can get a hold of me to apply. It's a wonderful opportunity. Pick up those applications.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, you're certainly welcome to call the Apple Museum. My number's on there for as a referral, so I'll get you in touch with Sandy. Okay, thank you ladies very much, and as I said, come visit us at the Apple Museum and see all these beautiful young ladies that are there, and all those beautiful ladies that are a little older from 1951 on up through, and we'll be looking forward to seeing who our new queen is next year as Raina reigns over our 58th Apple Harvest Festival. Thank you very much, and enjoy your day.